Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problems that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Glass, and I praise the Lord we're able to be together again. We're heard on this station every day at the same time, Monday through Friday. And I just would like to begin the broadcast in prayer. If you'd like, join your heart with me. Father, in Jesus' name, Lord, I thank you for every listener. And Lord, I thank you that no matter where we find ourselves today, that you are our God, that you are in control of our lives, you're controlled of this nation, of the world, and Lord, that we need not fear. And Lord, I just speak peace right now to every listener. Lord, that faith resides in peace. That kind of peace, Lord, knows that you are in control of our lives, that we need fear nothing because you are with us. So, Lord, I just speak peace right now. Thou will keep in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee, and the ability to keep our minds, our hearts fastened upon you. Lord, if our eye be single, our whole body shall be full of light. And I loose the light of the Lord, Lord, to touch those who are weary, those who are bowed down. Lord, those have become just apathetic and tired and even lukewarm because of the battles. Lord, they're just losing all sense of sensibility. Lord, I ask you to blow by the breath of your Spirit upon them. New life, a new quickening, a new refreshing in Jesus' name. Praise God. Hallelujah. For the word of the Lord would come to you, my beloved. And I say to you that I am calling to a people who are called by my name. And shall I not pour out abundant blessings in this day and hour, says your Lord? I have a new anointing of fire that is beginning to flow to my chosen vessels already from the throne of God, says your God. And I am gathering my sheep together in this hour for a new moving of my holy power. From within, love shall cover you this day. And as you call out to me, I shall answer in a measure of power that you've not felt before. Don't let your adversary defeat you in praising me for the strength that you need. For I say it shall flow like rivers of living water. This is the hour in which my people shall begin to take back that which the devil has stolen in days past. My bride is making herself ready through my power for this end time outpouring and ministry of power. And you are not one of those who shall fall by the wayside. I've already placed my hand upon your life for this day, and darkness shall not overtake you as it will some. A new day has dawned, beloved, and there shall be a difference in your life through the power of faith. The day is short, and the day is far spent, and there's much to do. It is harvest time, so sound the alarm. Help proclaim the good news in the land. Spread my living word. There is a stirring, and there is a sound that is being heard across the land. The moving of the Lord is beginning to rebuke the very forces of hell. So stand your ground. Tell Satan it is written, and he shall flee from before you. Stand your ground and praise me. For I shall put even a new song in your mouth, and many shall see it, and shall fear, and shall trust in the Lord, says your God. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. Amen and amen. Praise God. Well, are you desperate for God today? Psalm 42, 1 and 3, this is a description of David's hunger and longing for God. And this is what I'm feeling. I'm so hungry for God in the Spirit, and I pray that's your state as well. He declares, as the deer pants for streams of water, so my soul pants for you, O God. My soul thirsts for God, for the living God. When can I go and meet with God? My tears have been my food day and night, while men say to me all day long, where is your God? And Psalm 79, 8 and 9 says, do not hold against us the sins of the fathers. May your mercy come quickly to meet us, for we are in desperate need. Help us, O God, our Savior, for the glory of your name. Deliver us and forgive our sins for your name's sake. And Psalm 142, 1 and 7 declares, I cry aloud to the Lord. I lift my voice to the Lord for mercy. I pour out my complaint before him. Before him I tell my trouble. When my spirit grows faint within me, it is you who know my way. In the path where I walk, men have hidden a snare for me. Look to my right and see, no one is concerned for me. I have no refuge. No one cares for my life. I cry to you, O Lord. I say, you are my refuge, my portion in the land of the living. Listen to my cry, for I am in desperate need. Rescue me from those who pursue me, for they're too strong for me. Set me free from my prison, that I may praise your name. Then the righteous will gather about me because of your goodness to me. Hallelujah. These are just some scriptures God has just put on my heart to share with the listening audience today. And this is my desire today, to desperately seek the Lord, to seek his full salvation and his deliverance, as a deer panting for streams of water. That's what Psalm 42 declared. Imagine a deer being hunted, running for its life, seeking safety, heavily panting just for a drink of water. Our adversary, the devil, is here for only one reason, and that's to steal, kill, rob, and destroy those of us who believe and follow Jesus. And, you know, if the devil's leaving you alone, you might want to question, how come? Because we are being tested. We are being attacked in this life. And we have the comfort of the Lord that we can turn to in the time of testing and in the time of battle. We can call out to the Lord in prayer for his intervening power to shield us and to carry us through any painful or difficult situation. 2 Chronicles 15 and 15 says, they sought God eagerly, and he was found by them. So the Lord gave them rest on every side. Isaiah 58 and 2 says, for day after day they seek me out. They seem eager to know my ways. Psalm 79 and 6, may your mercy come quickly to meet us, for we are in desperate need. Help us, O God, our Savior, for the glory of your name. Deliver us and forgive our sins for your name's sake. We cry out eagerly to the Lord in prayer, don't we? And ask God to help us, to forgive us every day, daily. We're desperate for his provision, for his love. Why? Because his love is perfect. What's a description of his love? Well, the word says it's patient, it's kind, it does not envy, it doesn't boast, it's not proud, it's not rude, it's not self-seeking, it's not easily angered, it keeps no record of wrongs. Love does not delight in evil, but rejoices with the truth. It always protects, always trusts, always hopes, always perseveres. Love never fails. But where there are prophecies, they will cease. Where there are tongues, they will be stilled. Where there is knowledge, it will pass away. We desperately seek his love today. Amen. Psalm 63 and 1 says, O God, you are my God. Earnestly I seek you. My soul thirsts for you. My body longs for you in a dry and a weary land where there is no water. And Job 19 and 25 says, I know that my Redeemer lives, and that in the end he will stand upon the earth. And after my skin has been destroyed, yet in my flesh I will see God. I myself will see him with my own eyes, I and not another. How my heart yearns within me. Psalm 84 and 2 says, "My soul yearns, even faints, for the courts of the Lord. My heart and my flesh cry out for the living God." And Isaiah 26 and 8, "We wait for you. Your name and renown are the desire of our hearts. My soul yearns for you in the night, and in the morning my spirit longs for you." Praise God. Well, you know, as we really, truly, earnestly seek the Lord, as we seek Him, He will not deny us. Lord, we're desperately yearning for you today. Our heart is seeking your shelter for comfort. Lord, hide us in the secret place of the Most High, under the shadow of the Almighty. Thank you, Lord, for your unconditional, everlasting love. And Lord, I just ask that you would fill us today and sustain us, and give the strength that we need to live in your love. Lord, touch our minds, our souls, our spirit. Lord, we're desperate for you today. And not only today, Lord, but tomorrow and forever. We long to be in your presence. Lord, in your presence is fullness of joy. And at your right hand, there are pleasures forevermore. Lord, I thank you for touching now. In Jesus' name, amen. As I bring this broadcast to a close, I'd like to invite you to become a partner in prayer with me, not only to pray for me and for this work of the Lord, but also that I can pray specifically for your needs. Now, it's not a lack of faith to ask for prayer, to present the specific needs before the Lord, because the Lord said to ask and, you know, you shall receive. And there's a power in agreeing prayer. When finances, for example, were needed in the early church to help widows or starving Christians, Paul wrote letters of appeal asking for generous offerings to help lift the burden. And you could say, why didn't Paul and those needy Christians say nothing and just believe in trust God? Well, the fact is they literally did trust God, but His word commands us to share one another's burdens and so fulfill the law of Christ. And so I believe when God puts an individual in contact with a ministry, that He's ordering the steps of every individual believer. And as God has you be a part of this work, as you've been listening, I believe there's more He wants to do through the ministry of correspondence. So note down that mailing address, and I believe you'll be blessed as you write. Till next week, this is Sister Glass. May God's best be yours.
Well, this has been the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Sister Glass. Thank you for spending time with us. We pray it's been a time of ministry and encouragement for you. If you would like to write to Sister Glass, there are a couple of ways you can do so. You can write and address your envelope to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code, or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop Sister Glass an email. Again, write to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho, 83606, or send her an email through our website, unveiledchrist.org. And please remember that your prayers and tax-deductible support allow this ministry to continue on this station. Until next time, God bless. Oh.